So when we started to think about this day, we had a look around to see who we could ask to contribute to this service, to teaching about mental health and the issues that surround that. And as it happened, providentially, we have someone in our midst who's been an ex-army chaplain, been a SES chaplain, 38 years of pastoral ministry, and with a wealth of experience that probably goes beyond anybody else's here. And that person is Jim Newton. So, and I'm going to ask Jim to come now and just talk to us about, I don't know, first aid for mental health. Is that it, Jim? Something? I don't know. Call it what you like. So I'll hand over to you. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, and I'll come and pray when Jim's finished.
Thank you. I feel very honoured to be asked to just share a couple of minutes of my journey, particularly with mental health. And Mark, I appreciated that reading of Job. If he only had a couple of friends who would have asked him, are you okay, rather than go through all the traumas that he presented, I think Job might have been a little bit more uplifted in his life. But mental health is a very interesting subject, because I think over the years I've found that mental health has always been with mankind ever since the fall in sin. And it's different varieties of mental health that affects us on the journey. And yes, I had the privilege also of serving as an army chaplain with our defence force. And I came in well after the Vietnam War, but was associated with many Vietnam veterans on that journey. And it was very heartbreaking to see the destruction that what mental health can do to people. And it was a challenge too. It's been a great journey to see some great results. But I think at the end of the day, my conclusion about the mental health ends or starts and ends with the medical cabinet of the Bible, God's Word. I think, you know, it's so easy to go and grab a pill. And I understand there are times when the chemical deficiency within our bodies cause us all sorts of distresses and stressors, anxieties and so on. But at the end of the day, some of those learned habits that cause us great distress needs to be dealt with very proficiently through God's Word. And to make God's Word the very focal point and the medical cabinet, I think, helps a great deal. I was speaking at a meeting with the SES just not long, all that long ago, and the commissioner was an ex-SAS brigadier, and he actually put me on the spot when he said, Padre, and that's what they call chaplains in the army, Padre, he said, what's your take on mental health? And I said, well, I don't think there's any great pill that will fix it. I think the great asset is the Word of God and managing some of those stressors that we are faced with. And of course he said, well, you know, I suffer from PTSD and you're being trained in it. We spend a lot of money in training it, and you sit there or stand there and tell me management is the best cure. I said, yes, I do, because it is. And he was lost for words. He had been quite damaged in Iraq as a brigadier. I think his helicopter was shot down or shot up, and it was quite distressing. And he unfortunately never went to management, but went on self-harming. And unfortunately, you know, there was a great cost there. I think it was Gary Collins, a great Christian psychologist, who once said that about this management, that it all is contained in the word responsibility as Christians. And then we must define responsibility in a very practical and a very feet-on-the-ground way. And Gary Collins went on to say, responsibility for the believer and the believer in God's word is simply give God the God-given ability to respond. Isn't that a wonderful statement? That through his word and the guidance of his word, that God empowers his people to be with the ability to respond to the circumstances. And of course, all through Scripture, there's no exemption from pain, even for God's leaders, great people. David was stressed out. Elijah was stressed out. Paul, the apostle, had his problems, and he continually fought with that through Scripture. And I think that is so essential. I love the words, what Jesus gave to the disciples when they were quite disturbed and sorrowful. And he simply said to them, "Peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you." And I think that is the missing component of a lot of the problems today our society faces. We have no longer the contentment of peace. Not a peace that is fragile and very limited because it's the world peace, but the peace of God that kind of goes and walks with us and helps us to encounter the struggles that we do. The peace that passes all understanding, that peace that will deliver us right to the very end. And I think that's so important. I don't know if you, but we often get up and watch David Jeremiah on Sunday morning. I love his presentation and simplicity. And this morning he was saying that amongst the pastors that he was working with at one time, they would meet constantly and discuss the difference between the preaching ministry and the counselling ministry. The preaching ministry is opening the cabinet chest of God's word and delving in it. And all the regulations that God gives us for a greater life is there. But nevertheless, the journey of many people are walking to the very cliff edge, ignoring God's word. So we can take hold of God's word and apply it, or we can be found at the bottom where the counsellors are, mopping up the damage and putting us in the ambulance. And so, folk, I guess if there's one thing I have learned during the years of chaplaincy, 18 years, and then 15 years with the SES, is that if we get our foundation right, the Word of God, it doesn't give us an exemption, but it certainly gives us the strength of God to overcome. Thanks, Mark.